News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.
A year ago today, Britain voted to leave the EU. A huge, huge decision for Britain, a huge, huge decision for us. We're joined on the line by Fine Gael MEP, Brian Hayes. Brian, are we in a slightly better position now than we were 364 days ago when the news of that that referendum result came through, do you think?
Well, I think we are, Shane. I mean, there has been a kind of a shift on the British side as a consequence of the election. We'll have to wait and see how that pans out. But certainly, the situation isn't as bad as it was a year ago. I agree with that.
Is there a discernible difference? Because I mean, we heard speculation after the election that inevitably, the hard Brexit was off the table. What will that actually mean? And what have we seen so far? And what will that actually mean in concrete terms? I mean, will it mean, for example, that Britain leaves the customs union but then rejoins some form of customs union?
I think what most people want to see in Brussels at an official level is some kind of plan for the island of Ireland, north and south. As a consequence of the British and Irish governments, and hopefully a Northern Ireland executive working again, which can bring forward a solution. There's an open mind here as to what that solution is. From my own perspective, I think it's absolutely crucial that the British are part of the customs union, and they've actually, dodged the bullet in the last 12 months on a number of fronts by saying, would they join, would they not join? They have a hardline position at the moment, but that could change, I think. And I think it will change, largely because of the arithmetic in the House of Commons. And hopefully, if we put some pressure on the DUP and they realise the significance of this issue for the border, that might have some impact. But really, Brussels' position at the moment, Shane, is one of looking to both governments to see if a solution can be found. And clearly, the softer the Brexit for us, the better long term in terms of trade and supply lines, north, south and east, west.
OK, your colleague, Simon Coveney, the Foreign Affairs Minister, saying that we're looking for special status for Northern Ireland after Brexit, that the border is a special case. It sounds good and we can understand why he's looking for that. But how realistic is that, do you think?
Well, whether it's special status or special circumstance, the important word is special. And the fact that Northern Ireland will be outside the European Union and we'll be in the European Union is the big game changer, not just politically, but also economically. How it will work out, no one really knows. My own view is that if we could manage to get the British to change their position in the customs union, to remain in the customs union, that is the priority one issue, because a lot of the issues around the customs union are on country of origin, specification, regulation, how exactly the rules of the game on trade work. And if we're trying to get our goods to market through the UK, being part of the customs union is absolutely crucial. So whether it's a special status, I mean, I personally don't see it possible how Northern Ireland could remain within the customs union and the UK, the rest of the UK not remaining in the customs union. I said at the time that the only way this would happen is if the Northern parties wanted that to happen, if there was agreement in the North, and if the British government were to acquiesce to that. I think on both fronts, given the difficulties with Scotland and Wales, that's unlikely to see. But some kind of solution which recognises the peripheral nature of the Northern Ireland economy and its connection to us has to be found. And that's really what the officials are working on over the course of the next year or so. And the other point is, Shane, we have a very short window. I mean, this deal has to be done and dusted on divorce proceedings, really by December of next year, to come to the European Parliament for final ratification in March 2019.
Okay. Listen, just before I let you go, I know you're now a European politician rather than a domestic politician, if I can phrase it like that, but I do have to ask you about the controversy and the row between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil over the appointment of Máire Whelan. Your party has made a pig's ear of that appointment, hasn't it?
Well, listen, this has been a difficult baptism for Leo Varadkar, of that there is no doubt.
He was left a pretty nasty surprise by his predecessor, wasn't he?
Well, I think that's self-evident. And I think there's another dynamic at work here. I mean, for the past 6 weeks, our party has got amazing publicity because of the leadership contest between Simon and Leo. Leo's coming into the job as Taoiseach, and I don't blame Fianna Fáil for wanting to get back on the pitch again with, you know, normal politics. But I think that the key issue is one of confidence. Fine Gael cannot take Fianna Fáil for granted. They cannot take Micheál Martin for granted. We are there as a consequence of a confidence supply and arrangement with Fianna Fáil. In my view, Fianna Fáil have acted honourably in the last year in making sure the country has a functioning government. I think they are committed to three budgets. So we have to keep that in mind in all of this. And I think it's really important that the lines of communication between our Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, and the Fianna Fáil leader are strong, and that they work on that, the two of them, because the country's, you know, future is based on having a sensible, centre-ground, progressive government. And I think, you know, this is the arrangement that we're going to face now. We could even face this arrangement after the next general election. So we can't take Fianna Fáil for granted. And whatever about the controversy on the appointment of Justice Whelan, we need to move on from that and get to a situation where that confidence is restored with Fianna Fáil. I hope that can happen.
Okay, Brian Hayes, Fine Gael MEP for Dublin. Thanks indeed for talking to us this morning.
News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.